Bernadette Louse makes 500 deliveries a day as Geyserville's mail carrier.
I've been out here almost 18 years delivering the mail, so I know everybody.
Including Tammy Young.
She's so friendly and fun to talk to.
And David Hubel.
See her every day?
Every day, yeah. We get a lot of stuff delivered.
Who gave her a big hug in exchange for packages.
I've never seen her not smiling, even when it's hard.
The support comes after Bernadette and her husband escaped their home with nothing but the clothes on their backs.
Both of us only had pajamas on, nothing else, not one single thing in our hand.
When they returned, everything was burned to the ground, except for one thing.
I was hoping to find my dad's wedding ring, which is painful, but we did find my husband's, and basically nothing else.
We stopped by what used to be her little red farmhouse here on Geysers Road, a gut-wrenching part of her daily commute.
And you drive by this every day.
Oh, yeah. It's brutal. Yeah. It's one thing to lose your home, but have to relive it every day.
Charred bed frames, a stove, and her husband's burned BMW among the rubble. Delivering mail now seems to be her only sense of normalcy.
I'd rather go to work than cry every day.
Her neighbors have set up a GoFundMe page, a local coffee shop, also accepting donations.
The community keeps me going, so I'm lucky for the hugs and the support. I have an army behind me.
In Geyserville, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.